I'm Chris Rubbelo with a report on quality measurements and pay-for-performance programs. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. For the most part, quality remains a nebulous term in healthcare. With a payment system that favors the most care as opposed to the best care, there has been little or no financial incentive for physicians to compare how their services stack up against those offered by colleagues. All of this leaves consumers and employers who pay for services in the dark when it comes to determining if healthcare dollars are being spent wisely. Enter pay-for-performance, programs designed to reward doctors who deliver the best care, even if that care keeps patients out of the office. There are about 100 pay-for-performance programs in this country. The largest is located in California. The Integrated Health Association involves 8 health plans, 35,000 physicians, and tracks some elements of care delivered to about 12 million consumers. IHA has drawn a lot of national attention and is expected to draw even more based on activity in both the public and private sector. The Bush administration recently announced plans to require all providers of federally financed health care to adopt information technology standards and quality measurement tools to support tracking and reporting of treatment outcomes. Large employer groups are expected to demand the same requirements from their providers. IHA's executive director, Tom Williams, expects interest in pay-for-performance to increase dramatically if the government does take a stand on the adoption of quality measurement tools.
There really is a buzz here. There's an excitement about progress and really sort of a hope for improving the whole value equation in healthcare. So I think, particularly now with the government weighing in, and if Medicare were to take any sort of substantial stand in this sort of arena, then I think that we will just see a huge amount of energy and focus in performance measurement.
IHA is 5 years old, and it appears that both consumers and physicians are benefiting from the program. More women are getting mammograms and cervical cancer screenings. More children are getting immunized, and patients with diabetes are more likely to get needed blood tests. Last year, IHA paid more than $88 million to medical groups participating in the voluntary program. Still, pay-for-performance has its critics, especially among doctors who fear being penalized when caring for non-ideal patients, those who are sicker or are less inclined to take care of their health, no matter how much encouragement they receive.
I say they have a legitimate issue. No question about that. To the extent that it plays out is, I think, probably to a lesser degree than many folks might think. Nonetheless, it is a real issue. There are many new risk adjustment methodologies being developed and used in certain types of measurement systems. We have not implemented one to date. Therefore, I think as the programs become more substantial and serious, that risk adjustment needs to take a higher profile.
The question of methodologies leads to the issue of technology.
How essential is health IT to the whole pay-for-performance movement?
Well, I think it's hugely essential. There are different dimensions to that. We have an organizing principle that says we'll only use electronic data for measurement. A lot of great quality improvement occurs using manual chart review and other manual tracking means, but this program just, it was too large scale to manage in that form. It would have been too expensive. So I think the main lesson is that if you're going to do a significant program, that is in terms of size and scope, that you really need to focus on electronic means. And then that requires really a lot of attention to how data is exchanged between organizations and try to support the particularly physician groups that are trying to collect data at the local office level.
Williams' advice for fledgling pay-for-performance programs? First, collaborate. Get buy-in from those being measured, whether it's physicians or hospitals. Secondly, take the time to do it right. And finally, make sure there's a sufficient sample size of patients before going public. In California, the fact that small physician groups can compare their data against a 6 million member population makes results more trustworthy. IHA has set an aggressive agenda for the next 3 years. Its top priority is to measure more data in the clinical setting. The organization is hoping federal action will make that task easier. Williams says making the measures relevant is essential if pay for performance is to have any real impact on quality.
The big concern at this point is, are we teaching to the test? That is, if the measure set's too static, then folks can fairly quickly focus their energies on a certain set of measures versus the broader range of quality care. Therefore, I think the big challenge is advancing the measurement set fairly quickly, but not so quickly that those being measured don't have sufficient time to take up and to really focus their practices. And so we're working very hard to expand the measurement set. And one of our big constraints is because we only collect data electronically, there is a limited set of well-vetted measures that allow you to collect the information electronically. So finding the right measures, implementing them, and doing it and using only electronic data is our biggest challenge.
More than 600 people from 35 states and 6 countries attended IHA's first pay-for-performance summit last winter. Williams says his group was so pleasantly surprised by the degree of interest that they've decided to hold a second summit in Los Angeles this coming February. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rebelow. Thanks for listening.